Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Every 10 years, the United States government counts the national population and asks people questions about how they live. Results from the 2010 census are still being organized and studied. But this week on our program, we look at some of the findings released so far to learn how the American population is evolving.
The United States has collected census data since 1790. As a requirement of the Constitution. Last year's census was the 23rd in the nation's history. The population, as of April 1st, the official census day, was 308,745,538. The population grew by 27 million people over the past 10 years. That was an increase of more than 9% since the last census in 2000. Growth in the United States population slowed compared to the last census. Between 1990 and 2000, the nation's population grew by about 13%. In fact, the only decade with slower growth was between 1930 and 1940. The country grew by a little more than 7% at that time, which was during the Great Depression.
Nevada had the largest population growth in percentage terms during the last 10 years. Nevada's population grew by about 35%. The state with the largest population is California. More than 37 million people live there. Wyoming has the smallest population of all the 50 states, at about 500,000 people.
So why do these numbers matter to the federal government? The results of the United States Census decide how many seats each state will have in the House of Representatives. The count also guides how more than $400 billion a year in federal assistance is divided. The more people counted, the more money the states can receive. This federal money goes to help pay for things like roads, schools, and health care.
Officials say about 70% of the population took part in last year's census. An estimated 134 million households were contacted for the census. Census forms are sent by mail. Census workers visit households that do not return their forms. For the first time, the Census Bureau sent out millions of bilingual questionnaires. These were printed in English and Spanish. People could request forms in 59 other languages, including Chinese, Korean, and Russian. Census records are made public after 72 years. Until then, federal law bars the Census Bureau from sharing individual records with any other agency, such as immigration or anti-terrorism officials.
The Census Bureau has many experts who study the information collected about the population. Mark Perry is a demographer and chief of the Population Distribution Branch. He says the Census Bureau began releasing more detailed information about each state last month. Census findings will continue to be released throughout the year.
You know, we're slowly putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Right now it's very incomplete, so you can't really get a sense of the national picture. But as more and more of those states sort of get filled in, we'll be able to see things.
The Census Bureau website recently launched an interactive map widget showing local population counts. Users can see population totals and county population changes from 1960 through 2010. The state-by-state information is not yet complete, but Mark Perry says demographers found a clear trend in population growth.
The big pattern overall within the United States is the fastest population growth is in the South and the West.
Most other parts of the country, including the Northeast and Midwest, had low levels of population growth. This census count marked the first time in American history that the western part of the country had a bigger population than the Midwest.
Michigan's population actually declined. That was the only state that lost population across the decade.
Population movement happens for different reasons. But Mr. Perry says economic reasons are the main driving force. The majority of people who move are of working age.
They might tell you that they're moving for climate or to be closer to family or, you know, to buy a bigger house or whatever. But somewhere in there, I mean, for most people who are under, say, you know, age 60 or 65, job-related reasons are paramount. You can't just move somewhere because you want to. You need a way of supporting yourself when you get there.
Census findings show that some cities are better than others at attracting and keeping young people. These include Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, Atlanta, and Washington. Other cities, like St. Louis, Missouri, and Birmingham, Alabama, have shrinking populations.
The reasons for moving from one area to another can be different for older people, since jobs are usually not as much of a concern.
Climate is one. Being close to family and close to healthcare resources is a big thing.
Mr. Perry says older Americans often want to live near a big city, but not in a big city.
One census finding that recently made news involves local counties and what population experts like Mark Perry call natural decrease.
There are now more counties across the country that are experiencing natural decrease.
Some stories describe these as dying counties, but Mr. Perry says all it technically means is that they have more deaths than births. The United States has more than 3,000 counties. In all, about 760 of them are experiencing natural decrease. Mr. Perry says this does not necessarily mean their population is dropping. There are three ways that populations can grow.
You can grow because people move there from international areas. You can grow if people move there from other parts of the United States. And you can grow if you have more births than deaths. So we call those the three components of change.
One change that has taken place in the United States in recent times is that Hispanics are now the largest ethnic minority group. Some of their growth is the result of immigration from Mexico and other Latin American countries. But it also represents the result of higher birth rates among Hispanics in the United States compared to the general population. The state of Texas, on the border with Mexico, had an increase of more than 4 million people over the last 10 years. Hispanics represented 65% of that growth. The Census Bureau expects racial and ethnic minorities to form the majority of the American population within less than 40 years. But even before that, population experts predict that half of all the children in the United States will be members of minority groups.
Demographer Mark Perry says the Census Bureau hopes to release the remaining state population results by the end of this month. We close our program now with a look at some numbers comparing men and women in America. March is National Women's History Month in the United States. The Census Bureau says the United States has 4 million more women than men. The country had an estimated 157 million women as of October. Another area where women outnumber men is in voting. 66% of women voted in the 2008 presidential election, compared to 62% of men. Women also have more education than men. They have more high school diplomas, bachelor's degrees, and master's degrees. But more men have doctoral degrees. In the workforce, the government says women earn 77 cents for every dollar earned by men.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. You can read and listen to our shows and other programs for English learners at voaspecialenglish.com on your computer or mobile device. We welcome your comments. Post them on our site or on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. And when you join us on Facebook, we hope you'll click the Like button at the top of the page. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.